Thank you. So this is a great sort of complement to the quantitative work that we just saw. And so I'm going to be talking about African-American men's definitions of health and manhood and what the implications of those definitions are. And so just as an overview, I'm going to give a brief review of the literature about what we know related to health and manhood, and then I'll dive right into our research questions, the methods we used, our findings, and then what the implications of those findings are. So what do we know about manhood and health? And so men's perceptions of health have generally and often been found to be related to general lifestyle and well-being, engagement in healthy behavior, healthy eating, engaging in physical activity, getting adequate amounts of sleep, and the ability to fulfill socially important roles, so being a good provider, a good partner, father. And men's definitions, we suspect, and others such as Robertson also have investigated, may be influenced by their perceptions of what it means to be a man. And so African-American men is what we have specifically focused on for this study, and it's important because African-American men tend to have higher mortality rates, higher levels of chronic and infectious diseases, and so research has shown us that African-American men have conceptualized being healthy largely as being able to fulfill certain social roles, and that includes holding a job, providing for their family, protecting and teaching children, and belonging to a social network. We also know that African-American men have acknowledged that stress can have a negative impact on health, and in some studies it's been found that African-American men tend to think about health in a more holistic way, so thinking about not just physical health, but also mental health and spiritual health. And so our research questions for this study were threefold. How do African-American men define health? How do African-American men conceptualize health? And what is the relationship between characterizations of manhood and health for African-American men? And so we had seven focus groups that had a total of 73 African-American male participants. They aged in range from 24 to 77, so a wide range there. 43% of all participants were employed, and about 38% reported having an income below the federal poverty line. And eligibility to be included included self-identifying as a man, self-identifying as African-American or black, being over the age of 18, and being a resident of the Detroit area. And participants were recruited in a number of ways, so primarily through snowball sampling, but we also there were flyers put out, presentations at different venues, and then using the social network connections of involved partners. And outreach staff recruited men from various different types of locations, including local faith-based organizations, health clinics, hospitals, and places like that. And for participation, men received a meal and either a $20 gift card or a grill valued at $20. So data analysis included taking recorded versions of the focus groups and looking at those transcribed focus group interviews and then entering them into Atlas TI. And each transcript was then sort of coded and put together with relevant text that went together, and these themes created a code book. And analysis drew on what we already knew, sort of about men's health and African Americans' men's conceptualization of manhood and health, and then also included inductive strategies. So what did we find? So we had some interesting findings. African American men identified an array of topics related to how they defined manhood and health. But an important theme was that both manhood and health were rooted in relational constructs. So African-American men tended to think about their own identities as men, not just related to themselves, but also related to their families, their partners, their kids, and their communities. African-American men also tended to think about their selves as men and their ability to fulfill certain social roles. And really, their ideas about manhood were rooted in self-reliance. Health was also defined by the absence of unhealthy behavior and the presence of healthy behavior, and awareness of sort of how what is good for your body, what is not good for your body, and a sense of independence, and also an ability to live long and maximize one's potential. And I'll go through these themes now. Okay, so as opposed to focusing on mainstream notions of masculinity, men really, as I said, focused on relational aspects of manhood. And so a few quotes here. One participant said, "To be a man is to handle one's responsibilities, to take care of one's family, to support one's neighborhood and community." And another participant said, "Being a man is wanting to take our responsibilities, support his family, pay child support. He works 40 hours a day," and I think he probably meant a week there. But just understanding that African-American men really saw themselves as only one part of the puzzle and also related themselves strongly to their families and their communities. And this is related to that. So men really felt a responsibility to take care of their communities and their families, and some illustrative quotes here. One participant stated, "I think one of the things that it takes to be a man is being man enough to go and take care of yourself, being the physical, checking yourself out, going to the doctor, doing the things that the doctor suggests you need to do, and pass that information on to your children or grandchildren." And another participant said, "To be a man, period, is to have the ability to either be on board, destroy our own communities, or by our actions. We have a certain power that we yield that we have a responsibility for." So now pivoting a bit to health definitions. So one of the major themes that came out was really an acknowledgement that they needed to engage in healthy behavior and really be aware. And so this participant said, "I think about not having ailments, but at the same time, I think it has to do more with being very conscious of what are you doing to your body, what are you eating, be aware of what you're eating, you know, what other activities do you do, whether it's like smoking or drinking, be aware of what those effects are going to have on your body, which is one thing that I don't think a lot of us really think about." Men really talked about independence, so the ability to be independent and to fulfill social roles. So here are two quotes. One participant said, "Health is being able to perform 8 to 10 hours of labor daily and then having excess energy for another 3 or 4 hours to enjoy life with your family." Another participant said, "Being healthy to me is continuing to be able to be independent, being supportive, and being able to accomplish the things that I put out." And a lot of men talked about longevity, so the importance of health to be around, to live longer, and to be able to spend more time with one's family. And here are three quotes. So one participant said, "I'll be around for my kids and hopefully their kids. You know, I want to be around. I want to be around as long as I can." Another participant stated, "Being healthy hopefully ensures longevity, to be able to provide for those who you care for and love for." And then finally, a participant said, "Being healthy is seeing another day." And so a lot of men in this study really found that manhood and health were both sort of an individual imperative. It was their responsibility to take care of themselves, which is in line with what others have found about manhood. Participants' conceptualizations of manhood and health were rooted in factors to be perceived within men's control, and that included engaging in healthy behaviors and the ability to perform various roles with an ideal goal of longevity. Many participants expressed that it was their responsibility to harness their own agency, to take care of their health, and if they did not, that would have a negative effect on the community and the family. And so our findings really suggest that African American defend both manhood and health using the same conceptual framework, and that is one of self-reliance and connection between self, family, and community. And so just as an overview, health and manhood are related, they're interrelated, and should be conceptualized as such. So manhood, by our participants, was really defined via the context of men's social roles and responsibilities. And health was defined and matters to men because it really affords them the opportunity to fulfill those social roles that are important to them and important to the people that are in their lives. So we really suggest that African-American men's ideas about health and manhood should not be considered separately, but concurrently via this relational lens of self-reliance and communal responsibility. So we suggest in the future that there should be other studies that sort of build on our findings with different populations within the African-American male community. And we have some suggestions here. So older versus younger men, even focusing on non-African-American men as a comparison group, gay men, more affluent men, and men in diverse settings. And that includes places different than Detroit, so the southeastern U.S., suburban versus rural communities, and maybe even other countries. And clarity is really needed to understand how these conceptualizations actually affect men's health. And I think we're going to take questions at the end, so that's it. Thank you.